PC 101.
Grace, man. Nice to get a hold of you. Answer your phones often?
I do. Well, I try to do it at least a couple times a half an hour. That's the key. Once you get that thing ringing, let it ring, because it takes me a while to get to it. As you might well imagine, there are lots of things going on here.
Not to waste your time, but I need your expert counsel.
What's the matter?
Chapter and verse from the Havel de Gaulle handbook.
What happened?
Well, I'd like to come to a conclusion. You know, I lost something that I once had, but I want it back.
Don't speak to me in riddles. What's your problem?
I miss my mouse. I had a little friend that was a secret admirer, and I miss him.
A mouse?
Well, no, he's not a mouse, but that's what I call him.
A man.
A man.
Well, he was a secret admirer. Why didn't you go? If you knew who he was, why didn't you go up to him and say, oh, God, why be secret? Come to me. I need you to just...
That did occur, and, like, I followed it through, and now, basically, he's run away from home.
Well, he was a secret admirer. He had a crush on you. You look nice. He cut a slice. And, you know, that's that.
Well, she wrote, right? I'm supposed to grow up and accept that, right?
Really? I mean, oft times men treat women like Mount Everest. You see, shut up and listen to me. Men treat women like Mount Everest. You, young lady, are Mount Everest. And, like Sir Edmund Hillary, we want to climb you once or twice, but after that, we leave our pitons and where? You understand that?
Well, you won't do a bit on the female side of it.
I know, I'm only kidding.
Be serious. Can you play me two songs?
which do you want to hear?
I want to hear Midnight Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Good Charlemagne, bye.
All right, you got him. I love both of those. Take care, Mount Everest. Please forward the pitons. DC-101, no, the trick is, unfortunately, I guess that is the way, that men, especially men that have crushes, you know, the crush lasts as long as it takes to finally make the ultimate bliss a fait accompli. And then after that, it's like, you know, like Wild Bill Hickok used to say, shoot off and walk off. And so he's gone. But the trick, so as not to be abused as a woman, is to realize the maturity level of the man who's making the advances. And with your own good judgment, you'll be able to decide if you're going to be treated like a human being with feelings, wants, and needs. Or like Mount Everest. And the true crafty woman can bat aside the Mount Everest technique and keep that man forever. It's just a slice of life, darling. It's just a part of your ultimate maturity. Where did I learn this wisdom? Well, I'll tell you where I learned it. 26 minutes before 7 o'clock. I learned it in West, but let me do this first, and then, so I don't want to rush through this thing. I got a West Virginia story you ain't going to believe, Jack. You ain't going to believe. Let me quickly do this, and then we'll go to West Virginia.